Hello, what is your name?
François Tajan. I'm the CEO of Arcurial, and I will be the auctioneer who will sell the Eiffel Tower sample.
Yeah, this is a staircase. You just came down from it. It's pretty narrow. How high is it?
Is it 4 meters high? There were two different sizes when it has been taken off of the Eiffel Tower in 1983. And so this is the higher size, 4 meters, which is quite spectacular.
Yeah, you told me that you have been involved a long time already in the sales of parts of the Eiffel Tower, specifically this kind of staircases. Why was that?
Yeah, because my father, who was auctioneer, had the dossier, and he has been the guy where the Eiffel Tower pieces have been consigned and sold when they decided to take it off to reemplace that by an elevator. So my father sold the 24 pieces 35 years ago, and at that time I was already in this business, so it's funny to see one more time one of the pieces which is back on the market.
Why were they taking off these pieces from the Eiffel Tower? Because this piece of staircase, it looks still pretty like that. It looks very sturdy, it's well painted, it doesn't look rusty or anything. Why was it necessary to take this away?
Yeah, this one has been restored, that's why it's painted quite bright grey. But this is a fantastic piece made in the same iron that all the Eiffel Tower, so this is exactly the same material.
Yeah, this was cast iron which came from Alsace, right?
Yes, from Alsace, where the iron industry took place. And this is, technically speaking, this was a very fantastic thing, the Eiffel Tower. So it was aesthetic, it was emblematic, because this is the higher building in Paris, but it's also a very important thing in regard of the new technical. And at that time,
it was state of the art of technology at that time, in the late 19th century.
Exactly, because before it was only the wood which took place in the different decorative arts. And suddenly they thought that maybe with the iron we could do something special, something different, something new. And this is maybe the best symbol in the world of what we can do with iron.
So why would people want to have a piece of the Eiffel Tower in their house?
Yeah, it's mythic, it's just having one small piece of Paris, not so small, 4 meters high.
Pretty and, big, yeah.
Yeah, so of course, when you love Paris, the Eiffel Tower is the most famous building, maybe more than in France, maybe in the world. So to have the opportunity to get one piece of that, I think it has no price. And of course, it gives, excitement, yeah.
Can you have an example of a architecturally interesting building where one of these pieces ended up?
One of them took place in the Las Vegas casino during the first auction, and the last one we had to sell, one pieces which went back to the market, has been bought for a museum, the Love Museum in China. It's what has been told to us, but it was a competition between a Chinese bidder and a Japanese one. There were five or six at the beginning of the bids, but the two last ones, the buyer and the underbidder, were Chinese and Japanese. So it was very, very exciting, including the fact that these two countries have a lot of competition during their story.
Yeah, not only on the, when it comes to pieces of the Eiffel Tower.
No, exactly. But it was really exciting. And the guy who bought it was so happy in the room. He made selfie. He was talking with the collector who was in China. So he was his representative at the auction. It was really fantastic. For me, it will be one of my best souvenirs of my job.
In 2014, there was a person who bought a piece of the Eiffel Tower and a staircase like this for $500,000, and then he cut it into little pieces to sell all these little pieces, like he did before with a stone of the Berlin Wall. You having been involved in the sale of these complete pieces, do you approve of that?
I would say why not, but I think the reason of a stairs is to stay a stair. So, of course, it has been divided in 24 pieces, but it stays a stairs. You know, 4 meters, you can link 2 or 3 different stairs of a building, of a house. If you have a duplex, you can organize that. If it's only step by step, it's another story.
Now, you mentioned a person who was bidding by telephone. This has been going on for a couple of years already. How does it affect the atmosphere in the auction room when you have an auction?
Yeah, it affects the atmosphere, because sometimes you can have maybe 20 people in the room and the auction is really good with very good results, but the 2/3 of your buyers are or on telephone or in the live bid, and more of them are bidding by the live bid, which is very comfortable because it's the same that if you were in the room, but you are comfortably installed in your home, and you can just looking at what happens. It's interesting, because if you want to be reached on telephone because you want to bid on that, okay, you will be reached and you buy on that. But if you are on the live bid, maybe 5-6 slots before the Eiffel Tower, something is nice, it's not so expensive, and you can put a bid. So it gives more spontaneous bids, so it gives you that, so which is very useful for the results of the auction. But of course, I would prefer all the people to be in the room, but well, this is the sense of the history. So,
because I can imagine that if you're an auctioneer, you're wielding the hammer, you look at the faces, you study the body language of the people who are about to bid on something. Don't you miss that?
Yes, of course we missed it, huh? Because it's very difficult to say, especially for the people who are inscribed for the live bid, because when you are inscribed for the live bid, you don't say, I'm interested by these lot or these other lot. No, you just say, I want to participate in the auction. But you don't know on which lot he will act as a bidder. So, of course, it's quite abstract, but that's the way it is.
And last question, how do you see the future of auctions in general? Is it all going to be by internet?
I think that all the best pieces and the very quality things, rare pieces as the Eiffel Tower steps, they have to be sold in a classical way. But for a lot of things, especially things which are multiple, like prints, like wine, or low-level price of jewelry or watches, it has to be done completely in internet. We started this kind of auction, which are only online auction, and the first results are very good. So I think that maybe 20% of our market maybe will go by this way.
Thank you very much for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.